From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Missouri senators have voted to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a bill removing several thousand low-income families from a welfare program. The Republican-led chamber Monday voted to pass a measure that cuts the lifetime limit for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program from 5 years to 3 years and 9 months. The bill also imposes stricter work requirements. The bill now goes to the House, where a two-thirds vote also is needed to override Nixon's veto. The Democratic governor says the bill would harm thousands of children due to the actions of their parents. Republican supporters say the measure would end dependency on welfare and encourage people to get jobs. The cash assistance program provides up to $292 a month for a single parent with two children. A Fulton High School student is suspected of hacking into the district's computer network and shutting down the system for several hours. The 17-year-old student was arrested on suspicion of tampering with computer equipment. Fulton Police Chief Steve Meyer says he is unsure what motivated the hacking. He says the school's information technology department traced a security breach to a classroom computer and reported to police the teenager was behind the hacking. Meyer says he can't release further details because of an ongoing investigation. A district spokeswoman says no personal information or sensitive school data were stolen in the attack. The developers looking to build a new multi-story building at Shakespeare's downtown location in Columbia have released details about their construction project. McAllister Park LLC spokesman Jack Cardetti says the restaurant will remain on the first floor of the new building, but the next floor up will be office space, and the floors above that will be apartments for students and young professionals. While Cardetti didn't say how many stories the apartment would be in all, he did say it would be less than six. Cardetti also said McAllister Park has signed Shakespeare's to a 50-year lease. The Columbia City Council rejected a proposal for an 850-bed luxury student housing project at its meeting last night. The project was planned on the east side of town near Highway 63 and Stadium Boulevard. The New York-based developer Park 7 Group presented the plan, saying it was necessary to address the increasing amount of students enrolling to MU in recent years. The Planning and Zoning Commission had voted 5-3 to recommend the council approve the project. The city council voted 6-1 to reject the proposal. Mayor Bob McDavid said the project was too dense.
I think we're building too much student housing too far from campus. I think we need to be focusing on the areas adjacent to campus for student housing. There are a lot of them that exist. And I think that the university will tell you that retention rates are higher, graduation rates are higher when students are adjacent to campus.
Fifth Ward Representative Laura Nauser was the only council member to vote to approve the proposal. She said she doesn't expect to see many proposals to build outside of downtown after the message this vote sent. A bill vetoed by Governor Jay Nixon that would reduce welfare benefits in Missouri is one step closer to becoming a law anyway. Marshall Griffin has details.
The Senate voted along party lines to override Nixon's veto. The bill would reduce lifetime eligibility for temporary assistance to needy families to 3 years and 9 months from 5 years. Republican David Sater of Barry County sponsored the bill in the Senate.
The policies of this Senate Bill 24 will save the program, not the state, not the federal government, because the money stays there, will save the program over $21 million.
Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis disagreed, saying that many of those who get cut off could be forced into a life of crime to make ends meet. The bill now goes to the Missouri House, which is also expected to override Nixon's veto. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The state budget director says Missouri's revenues continue to increase compared with last year's. Budget director Linda Lubering on Monday reported revenues have grown 7.7% this fiscal year. That's far over Governor Jay Nixon's estimate of 4.6%. Nixon had used that estimate to guide spending restriction on hundreds of millions of dollars approved for use by the legislature last session. Net general revenues also increased 11.9% in April compared with the same time last year. The increasing revenues allowed the state to return $400 million borrowed from the state's reserve fund. The constitutional deadline to repay that money is May 15th. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.